This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Arts engagement shows promise as social prescribing for health and medical empathy. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk, Moderate Evidence. A growing body of research suggests that arts engagement may serve as an effective intervention for health and well-being, particularly through social prescribing programs where healthcare providers recommend cultural activities alongside traditional treatments. This approach has gained attention as evidence emerges that doctors themselves engage less with the arts than the general population, potentially limiting their empathy and patient care abilities. Key takeaways: arts engagement demonstrates measurable benefits for mental health and stress reduction through multiple research studies. Healthcare professionals show lower rates of arts participation compared to the general population, potentially affecting empathy development. Social prescribing programs incorporating arts activities are being implemented across healthcare systems as complementary treatments. 76% of participants in arts-based social prescribing programs report improved well-being. According to UK research, arts participation benefits across demographics, percentage reporting improved well-being after 6-month arts engagement programs, older adults 65+%, working age 25 to 64%, young adults 18-24, 71%, healthcare workers 45%. Source: Arts Council England, 2023. Georgian Medical Journal News. Evidence base for arts in healthcare. Multiple systematic reviews have documented the health benefits of arts engagement. A World Health Organization scoping review published in 2019 analyzed over 3,000 studies and found evidence that arts activities can prevent ill health, promote health, and manage and treat illness across the lifespan. The research published in Social Science and Medicine by Dr. Daisy Fancourt from University College London demonstrates that regular arts engagement is associated with lower rates of depression, anxiety, and cognitive decline in older adults. These findings have prompted healthcare systems to explore arts-based interventions as cost-effective complements to traditional treatments. For healthcare professionals specifically, studies indicate concerning gaps in arts engagement. Research from the Royal College of Physicians suggests that doctors report significantly less time for creative activities compared to other professions, potentially impacting their capacity for empathy and emotional regulation. Social prescribing programs gain momentum. Social prescribing, where healthcare providers refer patients to non-medical activities, including arts programs, has expanded rapidly across the UK's National Health Service. These programs typically connect patients with community-based arts organizations for activities ranging from creative writing to visual arts workshops. Dr. Helen Stokes Lampard, former chair of the Royal College of General Practitioners, noted in a British Journal of General Practice editorial that such programs address the social determinants of health that traditional medical interventions cannot reach. The approach recognizes that well-being extends beyond clinical symptoms to encompass social connection, purpose, and creative expression. Evidence from pilot programs shows promising results. The Arts and Health Southwest Research Network documented significant improvements in mental health scores among participants in 12-week community arts programs, with effects sustained at 6-month follow-up. Empathy and professional development. The relationship between arts engagement and empathy development has particular relevance for healthcare professionals. Medical education research published in Academic Medicine demonstrates that medical students who participate in arts-based curricula show improved empathy scores and communication skills. However, time pressures and professional demands often limit healthcare workers' engagement with creative activities. This creates what researchers term an empathy erosion during medical training and practice. Programs integrating arts into continuing medical education are being piloted to address this concern. The Georgian Medical Journal has previously highlighted similar initiatives in medical education, where narrative medicine and reflective writing exercises help maintain healthcare professionals' emotional well-being and patient connection. Healthcare professionals who engage regularly in arts activities report 23% higher job satisfaction and 18% lower burnout rates compared to those with no arts engagement. Dr. Daisy Fancourt, University College London, Social Science and Medicine, 2023. Implementation challenges and opportunities. Despite growing evidence, several barriers limit widespread adoption of arts-based health interventions. Funding remains inconsistent, with many programs dependent on charitable support rather than systematic healthcare investment. Additionally, outcome measurement presents challenges, as arts benefits often manifest in qualitative improvements that traditional clinical metrics may not capture. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has begun incorporating arts programming into community health initiatives, recognizing their potential for population-level health improvement. Similar approaches are emerging in European healthcare systems, supported by evidence from the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control. Training healthcare providers to effectively utilize social prescribing represents another implementation priority. Many clinicians lack familiarity with community arts resources or confidence in making such referrals, highlighting needs for professional development and system integration. What this means for patients: arts activities may provide accessible, low-risk interventions for stress, anxiety, and social isolation that complement traditional medical treatment. For clinicians, regular arts engagement could help maintain empathy, reduce burnout, and provide stress management tools while improving patient communication skills. For policymakers, investment in arts-based social prescribing programs may offer cost-effective approaches to population health improvement and healthcare system efficiency. Frequently asked questions: what types of arts activities are most effective for health benefits? Research suggests that both active participation, creating art, playing music, writing, and receptive engagement, attending performances, visiting museums, provide health benefits. The key factor appears to be regular, sustained engagement rather than specific art forms. How do healthcare providers refer patients to arts programs? Social prescribing typically involves link workers or community navigators who connect patients with local arts organizations. Some healthcare systems have developed formal referral pathways similar to traditional medical referrals. Are arts interventions covered by health insurance? Coverage varies by country and system. While most traditional insurance doesn't cover arts activities directly, some integrated healthcare systems include social prescribing programs as part of comprehensive care approaches. As healthcare systems worldwide grapple with rising mental health needs and provider burnout, arts-based interventions offer promising complementary approaches that address both patient well-being and professional sustainability. The challenge lies in scaling evidence-based programs while maintaining quality and accessibility across diverse communities. Source: Art on Repeat Prescription, The Lancet Perspectives.